And with that, a little bit of music from the 1997 film, The Sweet Hereafter. Well, my name is Rob Daniels, and this is Visions and Sounds 24 Hours of Soundtrack Music here on CKMS 100.3 FM Radio Waterloo. And we're getting close, we're actually now down to 8 hours remaining in 24 hours of soundtrack music. And I thought what I'd do at this time is to take a little bit of a look back 5 years ago and just take a look at this time and just sort of take a look back at the first show and what it sounded like. And so come with me now. Come back with me now to 2000. And here is a clip from the very first show.
We didn't actually tell him where to go, but he still does his show on Thursdays. But we're here now. We're going to show everybody that soundtrack music is not just background music. It's a viable
entertainment source.
Thank you. I was going to say that, but thank you for filling in my words for me. So here we are. What we had just heard was kicked off the show. Theme from Superman by John Williams. And what we just heard was called Battle in the Mutara Nebula from Star Trek II by James Horner, also known for his Titanic work and other stuff like that. This was his early stuff. So, that was some of his early stuff.
It was a request from 6 months ago.
Exactly. Actually, the first time we did this show...
You should mention that.
Yes, I should mention that. Thank you for reminding me. First time we did this show was about... first time I did the show, anyway. We got a call and somebody said, can you play something from Star Trek 2? And it sat in the back of my mind. We didn't get a chance to do it and that sort of thing. So we finally just sort of came up and said, okay, well, for the very first thing on this... For the very first... Or one of the very first tunes we'll play on the show is something from Star Trek 2. So... Here we are, and what we've got coming up next, we're going to prove here that soundtrack music is not just an American thing, it's Canadian as well. We've got Lorena McKennitt, and she did a song from Highlander 3. Now, this song also ended up appearing in the television series as well, but the original is probably one of the best, and here it is.
And unfortunately, we won't have that song today, but I thought I'd give you a little bit of a taste of what the first show was all about. Well, in a lot of cases, you heard in that early show a second voice that you may not recognize. Some people may recognize for those that have been sort of here since the beginning. Anyway, that's Scott Edward, and he was my co-host, on-again, off-again co-host for, I'd say, probably about a year. And then now he's living in Los Angeles, and I tracked him down, and he was nice enough to provide me with a little bit of sort of his thoughts, as well as sort of an interview with him, kind of catching up with Scott Edward, and I'll be back in just a little bit after this little portion of the interview with Scott.
So it is my fifth anniversary this year of Visions in Sound, and for those of you that may not know, I had a co-host when I first started.
Long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, there were two people on this show.
Exactly. In June 9th, 2000, you had the privilege of sitting with me as my co-host on the first Visions in Sound, and you were there for, I think, off and on for about a year.
Yes,
and then you went to L.A. and then you came back.
And I went to L.A. again. I went. I did a lot of back and forthing.
Yeah, well, we did do some very interesting things. And one of the things that the people talk about to me when they mention Visions in Sound is that they remember our shows where we did the best of.
Yeah.
Where it was like the best audience and the that kind of thing. But you were actually with me before Visions in Sound was Visions in Sound. I did something really, really stupid. And what was it? I said that.
I believe you challenged any member of your audience that if you have not seen, I believe, a Star Wars episode or a Star Wars Episode 1. That you would buy them the tape, and of course that just led to me denigrating into Jar Jar Binks and humiliating you, which is probably the worst humiliation, being humiliated by the most humiliating Star Wars character of all time.
But
Honestly, I apologize to any Jar Jar Binks fans out there. I mean, send your hate mail to Hollywood. I'll summarily file it into the giant waste paper basket that is West Hollywood.
So anyway, with the fifth anniversary of the show, like I said, you were there at the beginning. We did do some pretty good shows. I mean, I can recall the one show, as you mentioned, with the devil, and it was the power of Sprite compels you.
Exactly, that was the Stigmata show or the devil.
Well, it was actually shows that dealt with the devil.
With the devil, exactly.
And it was like, you know,
a great Satan sitting in on you.
Exactly. You went into this. Yes, it's me, Satan.
It's I, the devil. I've come to sit next to you, Rob Daniels, on your great show, which you owe all to me.
Okay.
If it weren't for me, you would not be sitting here right now. And oh, the success you have now.
Mm-hmm. And then it was
to me, the devil.
And then I went. And then after that, it was, I started with the power of Christ compels you, but then it was like the power, you're getting Sprite on me. And I said, okay, well, then the power of Sprite compels you. So, for 5 years, what are you doing right now?
What am I doing right now?
Yeah.
Well, right now I'm sitting in my lovely Hollywood apartment. Enjoying the air conditioning because it's only about 95 degrees today here in Hollywood. Taking it easy, doing the work that I need to do for the TV stations that I need to do. I'm trying not to say too much because you never know who's listening. And of course, I'm having a good time. I was in the audience of a Price is Right $1 million spectacular, which has yet to air.
Oh, yes.
Of course, there's a little clip of me screaming in the rain on CBS.com. I've, of course, gone to a bunch of movies. This has not curtailed my movie-going experience. I've seen a lot of movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just getting involved with TV and Hollywood and having a blast. So it's, you know, it's Hollywood lifestyle for me.
Cool. Well, like I said, since it is my fifth anniversary and I am doing 24 hours of soundtrack music...
You must be exhausted.
Oh, I will be. I will be on that night.
Here's Rob Daniels with your 16th hour. We're going to play, something from John Williams. I don't know what. Indiana Wars. Star Jones. Star Jones.
So you do have a request, but let me hear what your request is and we'll play it.
Well, of course... one of the movies that pops to my mind is the one that we saw no fewer than 5 times in a movie theater when I was there. Don't do that anymore, no, not at all. Because, by God, how much does it cost to go to the movies?
Too much.
Well, quite a bit, exactly. Back when we were going, it was dirt cheap. Dirt cheap. We can get in on a song. But The Insider, of course, is a soundtrack that is very near and dear to my heart. I've used that music for a lot of things in my life. As they say, music is the soundtrack of your life. This is a soundtrack that I love very much.
Okay.
So, without any further ado, I guess, I will sign off from Hollywood, California.
Okay. Well, thanks, Scott. Just before you do, thanks for being a part of the show.
Even
though it was only a short time, we hardly knew ye. Every once in a while, it'd be nice to have you back.
Yes, I've heard the awkward pauses that you've had. You were waiting for a response, and just... there's nothing there. Nothing but the wind blowing past the concrete graveyard that's located outside the window.
Well, you wouldn't recognize the place now, Scott. It's changed.
Has it really?
Yeah, it's no longer a concrete graveyard. There is actually some...
You mean they built a memorial for it?
No, they're actually going to be putting a road through here.
Oh, boy.
And so they're doing a little landscaping.
That'll be fun. Everyone driving past will have a chance to wave to Rob as he does the show every morning. Drive past and wave and hold up your favorite movie poster and maybe we'll play a song.
All right.
That'll be fun.
Like I said, thanks very much.
Not a problem.
And we'll stay in touch. So we'll talk to you later, man.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was just a little bit of as I tracked down Scott. Now, if you remember a couple of weeks ago, I did do a Star Wars show where he was able to run downtown and on downtown Hollywood and get me some interviews with people over his phone. And so he's still, in a way, still part of the show and still becomes a sometimes a real pain in the ass. But I'll tell you, he was a great co-host. And I'm not looking for a co-host again, but if I was, I would ask Scott to come back. Now I realize that he's not the kind of guy that would return from Hollywood. He's probably having a great time. And he, like you said, it was 95 degrees down there. Anyway, with that in mind, I'm going to roll another clip. This was a clip that was taken from... This was before the show actually was a show. And you'll have to forgive me, Paul Harriet, if you didn't want to hear your voice over the air. But this is it. This is this was a sort of just before I actually... did the actual Visions in Sound, where Paul Harriet did a show called Advanced Warning. And here's a little clip of the Advanced Warning show, and you'll also hear a song that's very familiar. It's from The Wedding Singer. It's called You Spin Me Round. Visions in Sound. This is Friday the 13th. The clip that I was going to play next, but here's the clip, sorry, that I will play with Paul Harriet.
There we go. That's from The Wedding Singer.
Wedding Singer, yes.
Part 2, because they released a sequel, I guess, because the first soundtrack did so well. So darn good.
But, well...
Prior to that...
Prior to Eat Up Some Steak. I don't know about you.
What?
Never mind. If you haven't... I forgot. I'm talking to a guy who hasn't probably seen this movie.
Holy moly, to the audience.
Either that or run upstairs and start dancing around. I don't know. Just... That's kind of a song that makes me feel like that. Anyway.
And we started off with what?
We started off with Love Me Tender, Love Me Long. Anyway, something. we don't need probably the king is turning over in his grave. If he in fact is there. Yeah, we don't know. Apparently the corpse was exhumed and apparently
what?
From what I understand, I don't know.
I haven't heard this.
I don't know. I caught this. Not that I read the tabloids. I don't want you to think that I do. I swear I was in
you
the
were
line.
In the
market checkout line, and they exhumed Elvis's corpse, and it wasn't him. It was somebody else.
Of course, that's the tabloids. Like,
that ain't, of course. They have to make a story.
The worst one is the Weekly World News.
Yeah.
Like, you know, man born with goat head.
Well, you know.
Right.
And then they have this really cheesy-looking goat head drawn on this guy's body.
Which one was this?
I don't know. I actually don't know. See, I'm not a Weekly World News subscriber,
I'm sure if they actually did dig up his corpse...
I think there'd be a little bit more newsworthy.
Kind of a news story. But that is interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, moving right along, as we do, on...
About 45 minutes left in the soundtrack show. Time is just flying by.
It is. We haven't gotten really to anything we've been playing a good show, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But we've been having to remove a couple of things
because
of time constraints.
That's right.
Which brings me to my next point. What about my own show? Hey.
Right.
Yeah.
It's something you're hopeful.
It's something that I would like to
you're hopeful about.
Yeah.
Well,
I think there's a niche out there that enjoys soundtrack music as much as I do.
Let me tell you, we don't have, as far as I know, I mean, I listen to the station quite often, we don't have a show like that on the station right now, which is all soundtracks. You might have some, you know, person like me every now and again who might do a soundtrack show, but there's no show that plays soundtracks on a regular basis, so that's kind of a cool idea.
Yeah, I think it would be a cool idea.
Maybe. In the future.
Maybe you'll hear me again.
Well, one way or the other,
run to the hills.
We'll probably hear you again on this show eventually.
Probably
doing
eventually.
Another soundtrack show.
Because of course.
I'm sure it'll be such a smashing success.
Yes, a smashing success.
Smashing.
So where are we going to now, Paul?
Going
down to Springfield there?
That's right. And if you watch the show, I think you will enjoy this.
Enjoy.
Here we go.
And with just that as a little bit of a sort of the pre visions in sound, and yeah, I did end up getting my own show. Funny how that sounds. Anyway, this is Visions and Sounds, 24 hours of soundtrack music celebrating the 5th anniversary of the show. And I thought I would be, we mentioned this clip during the Scott interview. I thought I'd throw this clip in as well. This is the Friday the 13th show that I did, and Scott does something rather strange in this particular clip, but all I can say is that it turns out very, very funny, and it's one of the, I still laugh at this moment. We still go over, you know, the power of Sprite compels you. Anyway, here is here's the clip simply entitled "The Power of Sprite Compels You." Then I'll get back to the music portion of Visions and Sounds, 24 hours of soundtrack music. Ah, memories. Here we go. Back to, I believe it was the first Friday the 13th that I did the show for. Anyway, here's the clip. Just keep in mind, the power of Sprite compels you. Visions in Sound. This is Friday the 13th.
My favorite day of the year.
And we're featuring the music from various films about the devil.
Starring me, the devil! I'm the devil.
better known as Scott.
No, it is Satan, your dark master today.
Oh, boy.
It's my show about my kind of music. Not enough Sabbath, though, I think.
Not enough Sabbath, no.
Black Sabbath. Are we going to play anything backwards, dear? Some tributes to me?
Nothing backwards today, Prince. Oh, Prince of Darkness.
Remember who got you this show in the first place, mister.
Oh, how can I forget? Anyway, the selection you just heard off the beginning was Ave Satani, which is the...
Know it well.
Which is the title cut from the movie, the 1976 movie, The Omen. Anyway, the film was pretty scary for its time. I haven't seen it recently. Probably much the way The Exorcist was scary for its day, but not so scary today.
Yes, very scary then. Not so scary now. Oh, those kids and their Scream movies have ruined horror for everyone, hasn't it? Many's the time I used to conjure the very utterance of my name would conjure fear and revolt in people. And now I'm reduced to nothing more than Al Pacino in some films or Gabriel Byrne. I don't mind Al Pacino, but Gabriel Byrne really frosted my weenie.
Oh, boy.
It is my day, my time.
Well, I thought it was most appropriate that during the Friday the 13th that we would talk about the Prince of Darkness. I'm going to try to ignore him.
You can never ignore me. I'll raise the temperature.
As much as possible. Well, no, don't worry. I'm already in hell. But...
a nice way to save the radio station you work at, Rob.
I wasn't talking about the radio station I work at. We'll continue with our
your tribute to me. Well,
more or less. We'll continue with the music. Of,
I just called myself the Dark Princess.
The Dark Princess.
My mind is not where it should be. play some music. I need to go and look in the mirror.
I don't know. We're continuing more with The Omen. We'll be back after a little bit of more music to be frightened by on this Friday the 13th.
Dark Princess, what's the matter with me?
I have no idea.
Oh, God.
The power of Christ compels you!
Yeah.
The power of Christ compels
you! Yeah. Why are you throwing Sprite on me?
The power
Stop
of
it.
Sprite compels
Stop
you.
It.
The power
Stop
of
it,
Sprite
Rob.
Compels
Stop
you.
Stop it. You're throwing Sprite on me, for God's sake.
Are you okay, Scott?
I'm fine. Why are you throwing Sprite on me?
Well, I had to make sure
that
you
funny
were...
lime taste in my mouth.
I had to get that
I had to get the, that.
You had to chase the devil out.
Exactly.
The devil was in me again.
Exactly. It was.
He's subletting the place, though.
It was distracting me, though.
Yeah.
Very, very much so. It was distracting me.
And I think he's gone.
Yes.
Now.
Though he did leave a contract for us to sign, I think that
for
we'll deal with that later. Well, what you just heard,
Sprite off me.
What? The power of Sprite compels me.
Yeah.
No, anyway.
Stop it.
Okay.
Not
okay.
Funny anymore.
Okay.
He's gone.
Okay. Okay.
Shoveling in the driveway.
I'll take your word for it. Okay. I'll have to take your word for it.
And take my word for it. He did. I did. There's a clip from a little while back. I have lots of other kinds of clips, but I think I'll save those for a later show. Because I'm kind of running out of time here. So, with that in mind, if you are interested in any of the film, television, or video game music that I do play here on Visions and Sound, you can contact me here at the station at 884-CKMS. That's 884-2567. You can also still pledge if you'd like. You pledge a little, pledge a lot, that kind of stuff. Anyway, with that in mind, you can also MSN message me if you want. You can use the Visions and Sound 2000@hotmail.com email and find me that way. So with that in mind, I'm going to move on to the next of the scores that I'll be presenting. This particular score happens to be my favorite of all time almost. There are three scores that I sort of lump into this category. It's hard to pick just one. But this one in particular has a very, I remember lying down, sleeping one time and having it turned on and listening to it, and just lying back and, you know, sort of letting it take me away. And suddenly I got it. Suddenly I heard stuff in it that I hadn't even heard before. It was like an epiphany, a revelation, I guess you could say. And it was just such a wonderful thing that I got it. I got the score and what it all came together. Speaking of the score to 1492 by Vangelis, and so this is the score that, like I said, I got, and I've done a few shows on this. And sit back and enjoy. Close your eyes if you want to. And this is Visions and Sounds 24 hours of soundtrack music. I have Vangelis's Conquest, or 1492 rather. Conquest of Paradise.